Search of Tiger by Tom Callahan. For Becky and Tom. Prologue. Tiger 2. On August 28, 1996, the morning Tiger Woods turned pro, I met his father at the Greater Milwaukee Open. Back then, everyone was wondering whether, from just 7 season-ending invitations, Tiger could bank enough prize money to avoid the PGA Tour's qualifying school. Of course, a victory in any of the 7, as unlikely as that seemed, would suffice. "Giving Tiger 7 chances to win a tournament," Earl Woods said blithely, "he's going to win one of them." I took him for a complete blowhard. Starting with his son, everything about Earl Woods was far-fetched. He described himself not just as a retired army colonel, but as a former Green Beret, and spoke of taking some of his Green Beret training in the Arctic, where the temperature was so far below zero that when he blew his nose, icicles came out. No ordinary Vietnam veteran, he had been a recipient of the Vietnamese Silver Star, and yet he couldn't remember exactly when he was in Vietnam. "Do you recall when you were in Thailand?" I heckled him, knowing he had met Tiger's mother, Kultida, in Bangkok. Tita was Earl's second wife. Her culture reeled him back into fatherhood at the reluctant age of 43. For the marriage to be fully consummated, a pregnancy was required. "And I don't shoot blanks," Woods said characteristically. "Let me see, I was in Thailand between tours," he mused. "I went to Vietnam twice." And the child was named for a missing South Vietnamese soldier. "I knew, instinctively knew, that my son was going to have fame," Woods said. "Some day my old friend would see him on television, read about him in a newspaper or magazine, and say, 'That must